Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. Just like to take a moment and thank our sponsors. Of course, United Inventors Association, UIAUSA.org, Inventor's Digest magazine, who's this show is presented by. If you're not a subscriber to the magazine, please go to any of the banners on the bottom of Got Inventions website and click on there and subscribe and receive 33% off the cover price. Thank you, Mike Drummond and Inventor's Digest, QuickPatents.com, and China to West. Thank you for your support. And also, Got Invention listeners, subscribe to the newsletter on the front of Got Invention. Put in your email address, hit submit, and any type of information that Got Invention's sending will hit your mailbox and you can read up about it. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And, of course, we have Rhonda Shear on our show tonight, rhondashear.com. You can take a look at her website while we're doing the interview. Rhonda, you with us?
Hi there.
What was that?
A door.
Okay.
We just moved into a new house, and I'm still finding room.
Oh, okay. Rhonda, can you believe this? One of our listeners, Jim from Michigan, asked you to say Abra instead of me. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Jim, that's probably because Jim remembers me from up all night, so he knows that I also came up with the Abra.
All right. You did a better job than me.
You see, it isn't just about the invention. It's about the passion.
I mean, think it's about who's saying it. I think it sounds better from a girl, from you, than from me.
You see, Jim would probably like to know that this bra was not tested on animals, but on real women. I mean, on tons of real women. That's how I knew it was a winner. I tested it on young ladies and older women and teenagers and size small women and extra small women and then 1X women. This bra goes from extra small to 4X. Brian, which probably means nothing to you, but what that means is it basically will fit a wide range of women and still be comfortable no matter what your shape, size, or age is. So that's why it is the perfect universal invention. And my advice to whoever inventors are is to keep it as universal and as affordable as possible if you want to get your product out there.
Okay, and that's very important, and I definitely want to get into that a little bit deep. But let's go to the phone lines, 888-327-0061. Call up and ask Rhonda questions live during
Please.
The show. This is the only time to ask live during the show. Otherwise, you're listening to an archive and she's not on. So we have a little bit of time. And, of course, you can continue to email me, brian@gotinvention.com. All right, Rhonda, so where were we? You were looking up, you found a factory, a factory for knitting, and you worked out some details over there, and then you brought it from your...
I just said I want something for myself, and I knew that if it would work for me, it would work for other people. Then I started testing it on friends, and back then, I really didn't have but one employee, but she tested it too. Right now, we went from two employees, my husband and myself, to three employees, to almost 30 employees now. So, you know, I just knew if it was something that worked on me, it would work on other people. It's kind of like the way women buy Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. They, like, always buy for themselves, and then they, if you're lucky, they may give their friend one, too. So usually you buy for yourself because you know, well, if I like it, probably my friend will like it. So it's the same thing. It's just the same thing. I just knew that if this bra worked on me, it would work on most women. And that's what happened. Now, I'm not saying that I have 2,400 SKUs in my line. In the last 9 years, we've had up to 14,000. Not every SKU has been an bra. Not everyone has had the universal appeal as the bra. And I'm sure with inventors, it's much the same way. Not everyone's going to hit it. Not everyone's going to hit it on our first try. But if you love what you're doing and you believe in it, and you know it's something that's going to help someone's life and make it a little bit easier, it will work. You just have to be tenacious about it.
Okay. I have a question from Brenda. I don't know where you're from, Brenda, but thank you for your question. She's saying you had a hook to get into HSN, but if she has an apparel idea, how does she get into HSN?
I really didn't have a hook. Being a celebrity on HSN means nothing, and even though I was coming from up all night, they had Suzanne Somers, they had, you know, a lot of other people. I mean, now they have Mariah Carey, and, you know, there's major celebrities there. So it was just that I had a really good product, and then I had to build the trust in the women that were buying my product for years. I mean, it wasn't overnight. Yes, I sold out in my first show of my initial product, But then to make them come back, it was a slow build for them to build trust and knowing that they had good quality, a good price, great fabrics, and something that they couldn't find or not find readily in the marketplace. So I created a niche for myself.
Okay, so if you didn't have that hook, like Brenda's kind of implying here, how did you end up getting onto an HSN?
I mean, you had a good product. I do think that, and no doubt, and I've said this in many, many interviews for years, it didn't hurt that I was coming off of a television show, but it wasn't. They had so many celebrities knocking down their doors and so many celebrities that went through there. At the time I was, people, it was like a revolving door. It's still at the end of the day that you have to have a good product and believe in it. So, if you're out there, you push it. You keep knocking on the doors. Now, I know that people send us products now, Brian. People send us, to help them get into HSN or because definitely it's hard to get capital in the beginning to create your product or to make that product happen. And I know that because there's a lot of people that come to us. A lot of people say, well, you need to sign a disclosure and this and that. So we don't get involved because we're doing our own thing, and I understand that. But because if you give the farm away as a young inventor or as an inventor, not young, whatever, it's like you're giving it away. You have to kind of just keep at it on your own. And I know it's not easy, but it will happen.
Okay.
You have to find the right market, the right audience for your product, and just keep hammering on their door. Go find them. Go meet them in person. Stay after it.
Okay. Another listener is asking if you did it by yourself or did you have financial support? He's saying that you probably had money because you were a celebrity.
No, actually, I was a newlywed just starting over, and my husband and I basically started from ground zero because I was off of a TV show. I was a single gal in L.A. that made a lot of money and also spent a lot of money, so I didn't have much. I didn't have the family wealth. I didn't have any outside help. My husband was coming off of a divorce, and we basically just believed in what we did and just kept eking it out and eating at less expensive restaurants in the beginning, just staying home a lot. We didn't have help. We did not go to a bank. We to this day are totally financed by ourselves.
Okay.
We have no other partners, and that's the way we really believe you have to do it, because if you give your product away to someone, usually they will just give you a little teeny percentage of it, and they'll make the money and you won't.
Okay. Did your product, I don't have a name from this listener, but did you, let's see. They're asking basically, was it just HSN and Infomercial that you got the product? Was HSN the first place that you launched?
HSN was where I launched the Abra and was the first place that it was tested. And then a few years in, I started selling in Canada on the shopping channel, and then they took in the Abra. It also had the same sort of success, and that's when my husband thought, well, gee, we should test this as an infomercial, and we do have a partner on the infomercial. We do have a partner out of Canada, and that's the only thing that we have a partnership in is in the infomercial, not the rest of our business, and in that we did take a partner, and they've been very fair, and we're very fair. We're good friends. It's all done all up and up, and it's worked out to be obviously a win-win for both of us.
Great. So your product is in retail now. So how did you get retail distribution?
Combination of ways. We're doing it ourselves in-house through our own company, Sheer Enterprises, where we have an outside salesperson that goes to boutiques and goes to department stores and goes international and makes calls on international reps. And then also through our infomercial partner, they also have sales reps, but strictly for the Abra line. But our own line is being distributed now internationally in several countries, and the Abra is now in 35 countries. So it's really cool. It's all really coming together, and now those other 35 countries are asking for the rest of our products. So it looks like we're going to be in a lot of countries soon.
Okay, that's great. Another question came in. They said,
you know what it is? If you have a good product, Brian, it's still word of mouth. At the end of the day, it's still someone saying, wow, you got to try this. You got to try it.
Right, absolutely. There's a question that came in that says there's plenty of comfortable lingerie out there. Besides the name, what really makes yours so special?
The best quality, a wide range of sizes, really good fit, tested on real women, a very believable, honest woman who designs the line. That would be me, Rhonda Shear, who loves what I'm doing, who loves helping women. A lot of breast cancer survivors have loved and embraced this bra, so I've gone forward and started to design bras that are really geared to breast cancer survivors and breast cancer patients or any woman who may have had any surgery of any kind that's comfortable. So one thing has led to another, but, you know, you have to have a strong belief in your product and really, again, love it, believe it, drink it, sleep it, eat it, blinders on, don't look any other way, believe in what you're doing. And, you know, again, cream rises to the top. I do have a good price point with the best quality. And you just keep going at it. Just keep pushing away to get your product out there.
Okay. There's people that have a good idea and turn out to have good quality and good pricing, but they don't know how to get their product out there. I mean, you got it on HSN and you did the infomercial. We're probably going to run out of time, but what do you have to say about that?
You have to find your right market. If it's not HSN, it's not the answer to every single product on the market. There are a zillion other shopping channels. There are specialty stores. Start locally in your own neighborhood. Sell in a kiosk in a mall. Sell, you know, get into a boutique.
Catalog.
Well, catalog is even harder, but start locally. Spread the word. I know Joy Mangano, huge line, started in the back of her car.
Oh. Okay, Rhonda, we'll come back in a moment. All right, Rhonda. Shear Enterprises, RhondaShear.com, on Got Invention Radio, on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Stay tuned for segment 4, and we're going to find out some more information from Rhonda. Be back in a moment.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, WS Radio and our friends at MentorMate have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, or Android market. There are all free downloads so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. These new apps work on most iPhones and for the newer BlackBerry and Androids. After you check them out and see how well they work, pay a little visit to our preferred app developer, MentorMate. They have been programming mobile applications for over 10 years now and are one of the few companies that handle all three major smartphones. The world is going mobile, and that is where your company should be. To learn more about MentorMate and our new WS Radio 2.0 phone apps, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.